In another escalation of tensions with Venezuela, the United States has seized two oil tankers, one in the Atlantic and one in the Caribbean, saying both were breaching sanctions on the shipment of Venezuelan oil. One of the vessels, the Marinera, was granted permission to sail under a Russian flag in late December. It's reportedly been pursued by America in the weeks since. The U.S. Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, has suggested the oil seized by the U.S. from sanctioned vessels would be sold as part of the deal announced by U.S. President Donald Trump, under which Venezuela would provide, he says, up to 50 million barrels of oil to the United States.
We are going to take between 30 and 50 million barrels of oil. We're going to sell it in the marketplace at market rates, not at the discounts Venezuela was getting. That money will then be handled in such a way that we will control how it is dispersed in a way that benefits the Venezuelan people, not corruption, not the regime.
Dimitris Ampatsidis is a senior risk and compliance analyst with Kepler. He joins me now. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Hello, good morning from Athens, Greece.
Good morning. This story is obviously still developing, but what more do we know about the seizure of these two tankers?
Yeah, quite a busy day today. So we started our day by monitoring the vessel, which is called Marinera. Used to be called as Bella One just a few days ago. So the vessel just earlier today entered the exclusive economic zone of a NATO ally around Iceland. And within coming hours, we have seen the vessel doing some zigzags, trying to avoid the seizure. In addition to that, we have reported that the vessel was being accompanied by Russian Navy in assistance in order to avoid the seizure. But at the very end, the U.S. Military, along with the assistance of the U.K., succeeded and seized the vessel. The vessel, the Marinera One, we're talking about, a sanctioned vessel since 2024. And it was empty. It was in ballast without any cargo in it. The other one, which is taking place in the Caribbean, it is the M. Sofia. We're talking about a vessel which is loaded with Venezuelan oil. And again, it is one of the vessels that have been connecting with plenty of loadings with Venezuela. And we're talking about a vessel which is dark, has been deliberately switching off her rays the last few months.
Now, in terms of the Marinera, the White House claims that the vessel was deemed stateless after flying a false flag. Russia said the tanker had temporary permission to fly the Russian flag. What can you tell us about those competing claims?
Both of them being presented to be correct at a quite complex structure over here. So indeed, the vessel was claimed that she's been flagged by the Guyana, which is a false registry. At 4th of January, through the ice, through the GPS signals that the vessel are sending around, the vessel claimed that the new flag that has been connected with is Russia. While we do have this change of flags, it is quite common in the shipping industry. However, what it is quite rare is to change the flag in that patterns. So we have seen the change of flag by just painting the flag out of the vessel. At this point of time, we're talking about a vessel which is not having on their legal documents any association with the Russian. So even if the Russian has been giving to the vessel a sort case allowance to use their flag registry, this is not the typical case that we are seeing in the shipping industry. So at the very end, indeed, the US has true. It is accurate that the vessel is having a false flag and has not been connected to a valid registry. And at the same time, the Russian Swan has been already giving the permission to this vessel to use their name.
And as you said, the UK assisted with the seizure of the Marinera. Is that unusual, and would that antagonize Russia, do you think?
I don't think that it is the very first time that we are seeing the US and the UK cooperate in these missions. However, it is the very first time that we are seeing such a mission for a sanctioned vessel, for a US sanctioned vessel, because I wanted to mention that for this one, we are not talking about the vessel which has been sanctioned by the UK as well. For the UK, this vessel is out of the sanctions. So this is quite tricky. And this is quite something that we have seen for the first time. But at the very end, I do feel that it makes sense for the US to cooperate with the UK, as we are talking about a vessel which is much closer to the Britain than to the US.
Well, Russia has said that no state has the right to use force against vessels properly registered in other countries' jurisdictions. Is there anything more Russia can do now, or you would expect them to do?
I think that they would try to use that case in both ways, from the legal perspective and from the political perspective, because, again, the enforcement that we have seen from the US allied with the UK, I do feel that they do have a double message at the same time. So they're telling to us that, not to us, but to the shadow vessels, to the vessels that are switching off the race and or moving around sanctioned oil, that you cannot do something like that and they will be coming after you. This is the first one, because from what we have seen already, we are seeing only about sanctions and restrictions. So for the very first time, the last few weeks, we are seeing about real enforcement from the US departments. And the second one is that definitely this case will be utilized on the political discussions that they are having on the high level in between the President Putin and President Trump about the whole discussions about the Venezuela and the Ukraine at the same time. At the very end, from the legal perspective, I can see really low ground for Russia to make a dispute on that specific case, as we are talking about a vessel which is based on the IMO regulations and resolutions. It is not properly flagged.
Thank you. Dimitris Ampatsidis, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. Have a nice day.